today, getting a little bit of an update in right now in regards to what we've been talking about between last week and this week, obviously. As many of you guys know, tensions are heating up between the United States and Iran, which I know is a dream for Israel. But I wanted to make sure that we discuss what's going on there. Now, obviously, as you've heard in the reports, we did have a journalist, an Iranian journalist on the show yesterday, who confirmed that there's been 12,000 Iranians killed since the protests began in regards to, the government. They're obviously trying to get a regime change over there. And President Trump has spoken out about that. We'll play that for you in a little bit. But it looks like as of right now, Fox News is saying that the U.S. military personnel are being ordered to leave certain bases in the Middle East. Now, this is interesting given the fact that we did see a report that Iran was preparing that if the United States did intervene with the protesters, then what's happening right now, which according to reports, is that these individuals, these protesters are being shot by the government. We've seen several reports of Iranian, sadly, men are being executed. They're being hung, accused of committing crimes against Allah, and they are using that to justify their murders. President Trump saying that we're going to be intervening, but it looks like, which according to them, again, Iran did warn. They said, the U.S. does intervene, we're going to go strike military bases nearby. And the news is obviously devastating. It's really hard to sift through what's truth and what's not. It's the reason why I love to talk to Annie Cyrus on that issue, because I do, and I'm very aware of the push by Israel to get us involved in Iran. But it looks like, according to reports, the United States is going out there and telling its personnel to leave certain bases. We'll keep following that as it develops. But again, that news just coming to us now, according to Fox News. All right, so we're following a lot more. And we'll get into the Iran topic in just a little bit. We're following a lot more in regards to all of that. President Trump is also, we're going to talk about it in a little bit, pushing for us to take Greenland. That was a big push for him this morning. I'll break that down for you in just a bit. Also, Rick Grenell says he's going into Iran and sneaking out homosexuals. And that was a tweet put out by Rick Grenell. Milo actually had a pretty good response to it. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll also discuss RFK Jr. He's a critic of President Trump and his eating habits. Yeah, he's a big critic. He doesn't know how President Trump's still alive. We'll play that clip for you in a little bit as well. We got a lot more happening, though, in just a little bit as well. We'll be joined in about, I'd say, 25 minutes by Texas Representative Brian Harrison. Now, he is a one of the very few politicians who I do trust. I do like a lot. He's a fighter in Texas. So look forward to having him on the show. He is trying to demand that, Texas Republicans stop with all the BS. They push forward these bills, first. And it always sounds good and fluffy, like, oh, we want to end property tax. But then when you sift through it, you realize it actually has nothing to do with property tax. And they're lying to the people. They're hoping you're just as dumb as they are. So that's the reason why they do just that. So Harrison will join us in a little bit. We'll also be joined by Viva Fry, because I got a lot to discuss with him. They'll call us black pillars, but the reality is we have high standards when it comes to the government that we voted for, when it comes to our taxpayer dollars being utilized. And, Viva has been standing off on a lot of issues because he sat back for these last few years and watched lawfare going on in this country. And he's fired up. He's angry. He wants justice. And he's been calling for it. He's going to join me in just a bit to discuss a lot of the cases. Specifically, though, James Comer continues to say, hey, guys, I keep giving criminal referrals over to DOJ and nothing's happening. So before you go out there and you say that we're not doing anything, know that I have at least tried as the oversight committee chairman. And hey, listen, he's done that. He's got the criminal referrals, the auto pen issues that he sent over, DOJ. But crickets. And obviously, that's a report that we broke to you yesterday in regards to the Wall Street Journal saying that President Trump is becoming increasingly frustrated with AG Pam Bonney. We'll bring you the latest on that. A lot more to discuss in a moment. We'll also be joined by Matthew Marsden as well in the third hour of the program. So don't go anywhere. More to discuss in a bit. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. 40% off. The mega sale has just been extended for a few more hours. They got to head on over. No discount code needed. Again, it's 40% off over at thealexjonesstore.com. Limited time, couple more hours left in that. So stop what you're doing and head on over to thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're back. Welcome back to The American Journal. Check it out. Program kicking off here. We started off the show by talking about Bill and Hillary Clinton, obviously, as many of you guys know. Bill decided not to appear in front of the committee yesterday, the Oversight Committee. So you're hoping if we are truly living in a fair society that accountability would come his way, he'll be prosecuted and thrown in prison where he belongs. But things are different. Things are different. Congressman Tim Burchett is speaking out, though, in regards to Hillary Clinton apparently not appearing in front of the committee. She also thinks that she is immune. And I guess that's true because she's allegedly committed a lot of crimes that have not yet been dragged in front of a criminal court. And I say allegedly loosely. I mean, it's an overwhelming pile of evidence. And for some reason, for some reason, she's got this immunity that she doesn't get charged with anything. We just allow these people to commit crimes in our country, and we just don't even care to investigate them. But, you know, the congressman from the great state of Tennessee is calling it out. He just did a few moments ago. Let's take a listen.
Go ahead, ma'am.
What do you expect to see out of today? Are you actually expecting Hillary Clinton to...
Absolutely nothing. I think the Clintons have had a history of arrogance and... They're going to flaunt the law as much as they can, and they'll.
What do you say to those who say this is just a political stunt and a sideshow? Are you genuinely wanting to ask the Clintons questions?
Absolutely, absolutely. You look at Steve Bannon and who else was it? Navarro, who did not come in, and they were thrown in jail, but yet the Clintons seem to be able to flaunt that because of who they are, and that's not right, ma'am. If it was you or me, we'd be in jail.
There are other witnesses, though, that you have refused from testifying. Why push the Clintons to come in?
Well, this is agreed upon by the Democrats, if you remember. This is a bipartisan effort. So the Democrats agreed to this, too, as well. So I think that answers a lot of questions there. Anybody else?
Why do you think your Democratic colleagues haven't showed up for any of the depositions to fight this?
Ma'am, it's politics. They don't want to offend the Clintons. I get that. They're still, and that's all they've got left as far as in their stable.
Do you think that the chairman would be open for an open hearing with the Clintons?
I think you'd have to ask the chairman that, ma'am. That's not my decision. Do what?
Would you be open to that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else? You good? All right. Thank you all.
Okay, perfect. Let's jump in on that because... Obviously, the congressman is one of the very few who has the cojones to say the truth, and not many really do. It's the reason why we have him on this show quite often, because he doesn't feed you a bunch of nonsense. Obviously, it's a swamp. We all know just that, but usually both parties are directly in line with protecting these people, and so we'll see how it all plays out. Obviously, he's telling you, he doesn't expect much. Let's shift gears a little bit. You know, James O'Keefe still doing incredible work, and we love to highlight just that. O'Keefe in Clip 5 is working on a story in regards to Vice President J.D. Vance and his security details. Many of you guys know he obviously has Secret Service that follows him around. But what happens when one Secret Service agent is trying desperately to hook up with a girl? Well, sometimes they say a little too much, and they give away too many details. Now, this is probably very horrifying given the fact that we know that there are foreign governments that would want to kill both the president and the vice president. And so when they send in a woman, a honeypot possibly, you don't want a Secret Service agent who's going to spill too much information, you know, like your metadata information from photos, your schedule, where you're going to be, where your wife's going to be, where your kids are going to be. You don't really want that. Well, James O'Keefe just caught one Secret Service agent who was assigned to the VP's detail, and apparently also... he's not a Trump supporter. It's a little bit of a longer clip because I want to play. There was a ton of good little sound bites that he had in this one. So we want to play it fully for about 7 minutes. So bear with me in this one. But it's worth the listen because James O'Keefe is uncovering a Secret Service agent who is a, we should say, Biden voter. And he's openly putting J.D. Vance's life at risk. Take a listen.
Can I see your badge again with your photo? You're so cute.
A current Secret Service agent on Vice President J.D. Vance's security detail.
When he's like walking, like, where are you?
We'll have at least a minimum head and
gives away vital high-level security information to our undercover journalists.
We have different shifts.
Tells her about detailed future travel plans for the vice president, and even sends her pictures with location metadata revealing where the president's convoy was located, potentially violating both the Secret Service NDA and United States federal law. And Tomas is fully aware of this. Quote, I sign paperwork, so if I don't have to get out information, I never do, otherwise I get in trouble. You really have to stand in awe of the lack of self-awareness.
There ain't no secret about what we do.
Tomas Escoto also reveals that he voted for Biden and that he hates Trump and Vance's immigration policies.
Did you vote for Biden?
Yes, I did, actually.
No. What do you think about like all the ICE stuff going on?
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
The employment taxes, I shouldn't have paid for it.
You may have seen reports last week that someone attempted to break into Vice President J.D. Vance's home in Ohio. That incident prompted us to take a closer look. What we found in our investigation was an agent inside the vice president's detail who is actually revealing to a total stranger that the vice president will be visiting his home in Ohio days ahead of time. And while what you're about to see is an important story, the security of the vice president and his family is our top priority. Now, under normal circumstances, our editorial policy is to request comment a day or two before a report airs. But in this case, we contacted the Secret Service a full week in advance of this report to ensure that nothing we report here would compromise the vice president's safety in any way. But even with those precautions, what we uncovered is troubling, and we felt this is important for you all to see. We hope that bringing this to light strengthens security and helps prevent future vulnerabilities in our government.
Can I see your badge again with your photo? You said you were training. It was your training?
Yeah, it's like photo. 4 years ago.
You're so cute.
We met Thomas on the dating app Tinder in October of 2025. The Secret Service agent is a holdover from the Biden administration. He was actually originally tasked with protecting Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff. In fact, he sent us this image from a Christmas party in December of 2024. There he is with Kamala Harris.
How did you get picked to do, like, vice president?
Not by choice. It's just they talk to you and they let you know. It's like, hey, eventually you're going to have to go down to D.C.
Okay.
To DC, so you can go to the president's detail, the vice president's detail. We'll call counter-surveillance mission, so that's undercover stuff.
Note the irony, he's talking about undercover counter-surveillance to a journalist wearing a hidden camera. Tomas Escoto is often directly involved in the vice president's transportation to and from his residence at the Naval Observatory, surveillance of the vice president's residence, and even protecting Vance's wife, Usha Vance, and their children. Here he complains again to a total stranger he just met about his assignment involving J.D. Vance's children.
So what are his kids like?
What school are
they? Oh.
Yeah, we follow them everywhere. There's a 24-7, there is no lack of coverage. Not like there's a babysitter, but there are. It's a weird one that we always talk about, like, what the fuck is this? But you can't do nothing.
Oh, you can't do anything.
No, we can't do anything.
Tomas proceeds to give our undercover journalist detailed info with pictures about the specific methods used to transport and protect the vice president. And even tells her some exact times of shift changes on the Secret Service schedule.
So, like, when he's, like, walking, like, where are you? Just follow him.
A group of us, we surround him. Make a bubble.
Yeah.
We'll have at least a minimum head and now that I'm on the vice president's back, the details are a little different because we have different shifts. We have
via text, J.D. Vance's Secret Service agent informs the stranger when he has picked up J.D. Vance's wife and even mentions that he and Vance are currently at the Tomas even sends a selfie from inside a J.D. Vance's residence at the Naval Observatory. It's basically a secure location while the Secret Service is surveilling the vice president's home. Now, while he's supposed to be guarding the vice president's property, Tomas is busy snapping selfies, texting our journalist. Now, here's a picture that Tomas sent us, taking off from Joint Base Andrews Air Force Base. You see the convoy vehicle going into the airplane. And some of these photos even had location metadata baked in the photos. It's worth mentioning that these pictures were taken a few months prior to sending them to our journalist. While they didn't give away the vice president's location in real time, they did give away certain routes that were used and the number of vehicles in the convoy, information which could be used in the future. This is a photo Tomas sent us from King Khalid International Airport in Saudi Arabia. Here's a photo Tomas sent us loading the convoy into an aircraft at Munich Airport in Germany, where Vice President Vance gave a speech to the Munich Security Council. Again, metadata there on the photo. Another image revealing the exact location.
Let me step in on this one because obviously, as many of you guys know, just earlier this week, having to follow around with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, I can promise you that they ask you not to take photos like that because you don't want to disclose security-related information to the public. And so it's literally like day one training. Now, obviously, too, and the guy's got a good laugh at this, but if you're a law enforcement officer, you know the term. I learned it back in the day when I was doing beat reporting over at New York City. But this is clearly an incident where he thinks he's just stumbled upon a badge bunny who is trying to get with him, and he's giving away all of this information. Now, it's not even really funny, given the fact that we've seen active threats getting carried out against President Trump's life. Obviously, J.D. Vance, his family last week also getting some crazy left-wing terrorists to go and I guess you could say allegedly, but we saw the hammer. We saw the aftermath of the smashing through the windows, I should say. So obviously, this isn't somebody you want working for the government, obviously. But there's something with men where they just get a little dumber when they think that they've got a woman who's interested in them. Handing over your badge, that giggle got me good. Pretending like this woman's really interested in me. And it's funny because when you probably, and again, I don't know who the undercover journalist is, but usually it's like a total smoke show and these guys just have no idea what's coming their way. No idea what's coming their way. So an incredible report again from James O'Keefe. You want to check out the full report, it is posted. And he's obviously following up with that story. That Secret Service agent, though, is under investigation. It looks like has not yet been terminated. The last update I saw said under investigation. All right, let's turn to a post that President Trump posted earlier today. He was firing off a lot of posts, but this one's specifically about Greenland. Now, again, he's really, really focused on getting Greenland. Really, really focused on getting Greenland. The United States needs Greenland for the purpose of national security. It is vital for the Golden Dome that we are building. NATO should be leading the way for us to get it. If we don't, Russia or China will, and that is not good, obviously going to happen. And this is obviously something that President Trump hyper-focused on. Now he's using NATO and saying this is something that NATO should want. NATO, obviously, a lot of members of NATO not very happy about this push. But President Trump really going out there and saying, we're going to get Greenland. So we'll continue to follow that as it develops. But again, he is not letting up on that topic. I know he's been talking about it for a very long time now, but he seems to be ramping up that. All right, yesterday, President Trump made some claims while he was speaking in Michigan. Want to play that for you in clip six. Specifically, though, he's talking about the Iranian protesters who are right now on the streets. They are being killed, live ammo being utilized. Also, individuals who are accused of committing crimes against Allah are being hung. Sadly, a lot of these people are young people in their 20s. But President Trump had a very clear message yesterday to those who are protesting. He's actually telling them to keep at it. Even though we're hearing numbers of thousands of them being killed again, you got to be a little cautious here because the reports are all over the place. The numbers yesterday were in the hundreds, and then the high, I think it was like 20,000 was the highest number I saw. That's what they're claiming have been killed. We did have a reporter, Annie Cyrus, who is from Iran, who fled. She came onto our show yesterday and told us that the number of dead is around 12,000. But it's very interesting when you go through all of it, because again, you don't know what to believe. Obviously, Israel would love for us to get involved in all of this, and so you have to be very cautious here. But President Trump has a message for those who are in the streets right now in Iran. Take a listen to clip six.
To all Iranian patriots, keep protesting, take over your institutions if possible, and save the name of the killers and the abusers that are abusing you. You're being very badly abused. If the numbers are right, now I hear five different sets of numbers. I hear numbers. Look, one death is too much, but I hear much lower numbers, and then I hear much higher numbers. But I say save their names, because they'll pay a very big price. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran. Just went into effect today. And I say, make Iran great again. You know, it was a great country until these monsters came in and took it over.
Now, I've reached out to the Pentagon for comment regarding that report that U.S. military personnel have been ordered to leave certain military bases throughout the Middle East. I'm waiting to hear back to see if that is true. But again, that is what is being reported by Fox. And that would be essentially probably the expectation that Iran is going to make good on striking military bases in the Middle East if the United States does go out there and inject themselves into these protests. Now, obviously, you heard President Trump very clearly saying that help is on the way. So one could only assume what that actually means. Again, I mean, we're not advocating for the U.S. to get involved in all of this, but we're going to report on what's being said and what's happening on both sides of all of it. It's also interesting because Starlink, actually, when I was down at SpaceX, I probably should have done a better job at asking about this, but they have been aggressively trying to make sure that they were getting a signal to those in Iran right now. They are trying their best to make sure that they have some type of internet access. So we do have, hopefully, a way of communicating with the people over there, because right now the government obviously shut that down. But apparently satellite internet provider Starlink is now offering free service inside of Iran. That's according to activists who are on the ground. Now, again, the death toll is all over the place, but they are trying their best to create transparency and to allow those who are in the country to voice what they are concerned about, obviously, and rightfully so. Obviously, they'd love to shut down the internet because they don't want you getting the truth. And we want the truth. We don't want to trust foreign governments to get this information like Israel. We want to hear it directly from the people who are on the ground there as to what's going on. So this is great news. Great that Starlink is getting involved in all of this and is providing them with some hope. Again, I don't know how many people in the country are going to have access to all of that, but they are at least trying to get this in their hands so that they do have access to internet, even though their government's trying to stop it. Now, again, President Trump, we're going to play clip seven for you. He really will not stop talking about Iran. This has been one of his main focus talking points. And again, my frustrations are here in the U.S. We've got stuff going on here, but for some reason, he's not letting up on the topic. So let's take a listen to clip seven.
Now we're hearing that they're going to start hanging protesters tomorrow. So it comes back to the question, have they crossed your red line or has the line moved?
I haven't heard about the hanging. If they hang them, you're going to see some things that I don't know what where you come from and what your thought process is, but you'll perhaps be very happy.
What do you mean by that?
We will take very strong action. If they do such a thing, we will take very strong action.
And this strong action you're talking about, what's the end game?
The end game is to win. I like winning.
How do you define that winning in Iran?
Well, let's define it in Venezuela. Let's define it with al-Baghdadi. He was wiped out. Let's define it with Soleimani. And let's define it in Iran, where he wiped out their Iran nuclear threat in a period of about 15 minutes once the B-2s got there. And that was a complete obliteration, as it turns out, which is what I said initially. Then some questioned it, and they said, you know, Trump was right. So we've been right about everything. We don't want to see what's happening in Iran happen. And, you know, if they want to have protests, that's one thing. When they start killing thousands of people, and now you're telling me about hanging, we'll see how that works out for them. It's not going to work out good.
to the reports. Yes, they are executing their people. There was a group of young people who were killed yesterday, according to other reports, too. They're only given about 10 minutes to say goodbye to their families before they are executed publicly. So that's probably the reason why they're shutting down the internet. We're going to continue to follow that as well. Also, it's worth noting that Rick Grenell put out a tweet yesterday, and obviously what's going on in Iran is devastating, but Rick Grenell saying that I sneak gays and lesbians out of Iran. Yeah, congratulations, buddy. Congratulations. How about just sneak out people rather than just, you know, exclusively towards a sexual preference? Why not just save people rather than, I mean, this is what you're really about. If you're really about saving people, again, like, I don't want the U.S. to have any involvement in this, but he put out a tweet saying that I help sneak gays and lesbians out of Iran. Milo gave me a good chuckle yesterday by saying we should be sending them there. Obviously, we don't want violence, but it just highlights the level of stupidity that's coming from Rick Grenell right now to advocate for sneaking out gays and lesbians. Are you kidding me? It's an absolute joke. James Comer is speaking right now in regards to, in regards to the Clintons failing to come in front of the committee to speak. If he's still there, let's take that right now.
Well, here we are again. I don't think it's any secret. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton joined her husband in defying a bipartisan, lawful congressional subpoena to show up today. I think what's most disappointing to the Oversight Committee is the fact that we have, in good faith, negotiated with the Clintons' attorneys for 5 months. Throughout the past 5 months, they've implied to us they were trying to make a date work. In fact, the last date we had, they notified us 3 days beforehand, said that they would love to come, but they have a funeral to attend. And we have been over backwards to try to schedule the Clinton. No, I'm still talking. Go ahead. Hey, get him out of here. You're not even a reporter. Get out of here. So here's the situation. We're going to hold both Clintons in criminal contempt of Congress. We believe that because this subpoena was issued in a bipartisan fashion, the Democrats acted the day that the subpoenas were voted on in the subcommittee like they wanted the Clintons to come, because they at that time, if you go back, they were wanting me to subpoena the estate, which I did. We subpoenaed the estate and got all the documents, everything. That was what the victims asked. That's what the Democrats asked. I think that's what the American people wanted. We subpoenaed the state, got 100% of the documents. I have subpoenaed the Department of Justice and Pam Bondi for the documents, which they are producing. Now, we don't like the speed. We all wish the documents would come in quicker, but we've gotten tens of thousands of pages of documents from the Department of Justice. And remember, they made a big document drop, and the Democrats cried foul because they said they didn't.
They demanded redactions.
Right. They wanted more redactions. So they're double and triple checking this. And the Department of Justice is complying with our lawful subpoena. The estate complied with our lawful subpoena. Bill Barr, Alex Acosta came in and were deposed because of our lawful subpoena. This same lawful subpoena was issued to the Clintons, and they've defied it. And, you know, Bill Clinton's trying to play the victim card here. Only Bill Clinton could try to triangulate something that's happened, a terrible atrocity to these survivors that have had to endure who knows what from Epstein and Maxwell.
Yeah, let me step in on this. We all know what they had to endure, and these people are getting away with it. And it's infuriating. It's infuriating. Now, obviously, James Comer doing his best, and we'll give him credit there. Folks, in the meantime, head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com. We've extended that 40% off site-wide sale. No promo code needed for a couple more hours. So head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com. 40% off site-wide for a limited time.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is, nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us in this segment. We'll be joined in just a few moments with Texas Representative Brian Harrison, who'll be calling into the show. Because he's calling on a speaker to do something that they should be doing in Texas, but sadly aren't. So he's trying to force them to do just that. I'll give you the details on it in just a little bit, but I wanted to bring you an update on a story we detailed for you as it continues to develop in regards to the FBI raiding the home of a Washington Post journalist. It looks like the AG has just officially put out a statement in regards to that. You know, the Attorney General Pam Bonney saying in part that this past week, at the request of the Department of War and the Department of Justice and the FBI, they executed a search warrant at the home of a Washington Post journalist who was allegedly obtaining and reporting classified and illegal leaked information from a Pentagon contractor. Interesting enough, the leaker is currently behind bars, they add as well. And then she goes on to saying that she's proud to work, obviously, with Pete Hegseth, who is running the Department of War these days. So A little bit of an update on that. They are not denying it. Obviously, the Washington Post not coming out with comment. They are just standing by and saying that they're waiting to hear more information on this matter. But again, it is truly, truly interesting to see because anytime, as many of you guys know, anytime the administration goes after and, you know, executes a raid on a home of a so-called journalist, you want to know more details. Again, you know, we don't have to like the Washington Post. I don't. Most of the time, they don't actually produce real stories, but this is something I'm going to keep my eye on, make sure that this is what they are saying it is. So we'll continue to watch this as it develops. All right, let's switch up gears a little bit because, you know, this one's a little interesting. RFK Jr. says that he doesn't know how President Donald Trump is still alive in the latest interview that he just gave. I believe this is Joe Rogan. Take a listen to clip 8.
Who has the most unhinged eating habits?
The president. you know, the interesting thing about the president is that he eats really bad food, which is McDonald's, and then, you know, candy and Diet Coke. But he eats drinks the Diet Coke all times. He has the constitution of a deity. I don't know how he's alive, but he is. But, and he's at Mar-a-Lago. He says that the only time that he eats the junk food is when he's on the road, and he wants to eat food from big corporations because he trusts it. He doesn't want to get sick when he's on the road. But when he's at Mar-a-Lago or at the White House, he's eating really good food. So I think you get this, if you travel with him, you get this idea that he's just pumping himself full of poison all day long, and you don't know how he's walking around, much less being the most energetic person, you know, any of us have ever met.
All right, that wasn't Joe Rogan, that was Katie Miller, but you get the point. Donald Trump is a big fan of McDonald's. Yeah, I do love a good McDouble. I do love their McNuggets, obviously, as well. But, you know, it's not really the best. But that man, for some reason, is able to eat that food, and apparently it doesn't stick to him. Apparently he's thriving. He's got more energy than most people I know. Like I told you guys before, at Mar-a-Lago, and he's just sitting around and talking to folks. He's there past midnight. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it. For me, I'm in bed by at least 8, 9, the latest. That man keeps at it. So good for him. Maybe that's the secret to life, Diet Coke. Maybe we were told not to consume Diet Cokes and they were all lying to us. This is a bit of a laughable story. Remember this woman, Lori Lightfoot? We did actually run a story about her, about how she's gathering a bunch of groups. She's getting funded to go out there and go after ICE agents. Well, there's been an update on her story. Apparently, Lori Lightfoot, not very good with her finances. Which makes sense, given the fact that she wasn't very good at being the mayor of Chicago either. According to reports, Lori Lightfoot is apparently in debt. She has just been sued for $11,000 for one of her credit cards. Now, again, apparently this is according, she was served by JPMorgan Chase at her $900,000 home for failing to pay a little over $11,000 in credit card debt. According to the complaint, Lightfoot's last payment was made for $5,000 in August. That's what they're claiming in their lawsuits. Now, obviously, this is concerning given the fact that her, according to them, her earnings was just, what, a little less than $1 million between 2014 and 2017. So, interesting enough, she can't pay her debt. I saw there was a fake, by the way. It's fake. Don't bite it. But there's a fake GoFundMe page going around to help her pay off her debt. That is not real. That is not real, according to reports. But it was very, very interesting. Since we're on the topic also of, we just were on the topic about, you know, the FBI obviously raiding the home of a WAPO journalist accused of obtaining classified information. Let's turn to this story about a Chinese-born U.S. sailor who apparently sold sensitive information to the Chinese government. And his mother apparently encouraged it. Well, he's just been sentenced to 16 years in prison. Jing Shai Wei, I guess we'll just go with that, was blasted as a traitor and has been ordered to spend 200 months behind bars by a federal judge in San Diego for selling national security, national defense information to an intelligence officer working for the People's Republic of China for $12,000. $12,000. You just toss your whole life out. My gosh. My gosh. Investigators found that Wei was recruited by the Chinese foreign intelligence officer, and he's referred to as Big Brother Andy through social media while he was applying for U.S. citizenship. Oh, surprise, surprise. Oh, my gosh. You guys, why do we even do this to ourselves? Why do we even do this to ourselves? Of course he's spying for the CCP. Apparently he told friends that there was an extreme suspicion in regards to individuals who offered him $500 a day to walk to a pier to see what ships were docked. I don't know. I mean, this is just insane. So yeah, you deserve to go to prison. We're done with this nonsense. I'm so done with these people who were treasonous pigs. You're lucky you're just going to prison. I'm sure if that was the case in your country, you would probably lose your life for it. As many of you guys know, yesterday was a bit of an emotional day, obviously, with the passing of Scott Adams. You know, Scott has, he's put up a good fight. And it was very sad to hear that he lost his battle, obviously, to prostate cancer. He was very open about it. And he, you know, which I love the fact that he didn't stop doing his show. He was so dedicated to talking to the people, documenting what he was going through so that others saw it. And I mean, he literally did it to the very last day. His ex-wife came out, gave an update and said, you know, sadly, he will not be making it today. He has passed away. And it's obviously devastating, devastating news. But there were so many incredible moments of Scott Adams' life. And you know, a lot of people, and I always liked watching his clips because I always appreciated how he was able to get people to expand their minds a little bit more than what we traditionally would kind of go with and think through. And I always really admired that. I want to play this clip 9, in regards to how Adams wants people to resist your brain just feeling the urge to be lazy. It was a very interesting, like a segment that he did for his show. And I just wanted to replay that moment on his program. Take a listen.
What if laziness is a habit of thinking about the cost of things or the effort instead of thinking about the payoff? I'm going to say it again, get a few more heads to explode. What if laziness is nothing but a habit of thinking about the effort instead of thinking about the outcome? What if you could reverse laziness by simply developing a habit of thinking more about the, let's say, the delicious food that you would like to enjoy instead of how long it would take you to get up and go get it? But the real question is, if you were to test this at home and try to see if you can think more about the good outcome and less about the work, would you get it done? Why is it that people have a second child? You know, why does a woman who goes through this awful, awful childbirth have a second child? Don't they always say the same thing? If I remembered how bad this was, I wouldn't do it again. Right? So the not thinking about the effort is vital to actually the survival of humanity. If we focused on how hard it was to have a baby, you just wouldn't do it, or you do too little of it. But if you focus on how awesome it would be to have a family, well, there you go. You're going to go through the pain because you've already committed. Am I ambitious, or do I simply have a thinking habit which produces dopamine? Because I'm thinking about the positive outcome. And is the dopamine the thing that gets me up and moving? And when you're observing me, you say, how the hell do you get so much done? And how do I do it? I think it's just this. When I think of all the things I do, I think about them in terms of their benefits. So here's your tip. It's going to change some of your lives. Think about the positive, not about the work, and see what that does to you.
Great message. From Scott Adams, of course, folks. And he did write a letter to his audience prior to his passing. His ex-wife did read it. And it was just, I'm not going to cry again, but it was a very sad, sad letter, of course, and he will be deeply, deeply missed, but an important message to share with the American people. All right, I want to switch gears up a little bit and shift things over to the great state of Texas. As many of you guys know, Texas, as they say, is a red state, but is it truly? That's because within the Texas legislature, they don't really pass laws that are necessary to make the conservative majority, which is the people, by the way, they don't really do enough to make it the actual legislative agenda. And that's a big problem here in Texas. But, you know, Texas Representative Brian Harrison is one of the very few who push back on all of this and decide to out those who are pretending to be fighters for conservatives, but they aren't really doing so. So just recently on X, it was a great one. I love this. But Harrison did release a letter to Speaker Burrows. As many of you guys know, he is the Speaker of the House here in Texas. And although he claims to be a Republican, he was voted in by Democrats, a very important thing to know. Dustin Burrows, that is. And so joining me to outline to the American people what he's hoping could be done on a local level here in the beautiful state of Texas is Texas Representative Brian Harrison himself. And it's exciting to have you on, sir, today, because you're hitting all the key points in this letter requiring the legislator to be held accountable. I mean, conservatives vote them into power, and for some reason they'll tell us they're working all these great things, but it's not actually what they say they're doing. And so the first big one for me is one that I know is a top priority with our audience, is banning Sharia. Now, many people probably don't know this, but we pretend like we've banned it here in Texas. We pretend like we've made all these moves to block it from being the majority rule here in Texas, but it's not exactly the case. So break down your latest tweet in regards to what you're calling on in the state legislature.
Well, one of the many reasons I always love coming on your show, Brianna, is not only have you relocated here to the great state of Texas, but you're one of the few people in the national media that actually understand the true depth of corruption in the Texas government. Because a lot of people look at Texas and say, oh, you're this bright red Republican state. You reelected President Trump by a 14-point margin. There's no problems in the Texas government. You are one of the few who highlights the massive problems in the Texas government. And one of the chief problems is that even though voters give Texas Republicans in the House a 26-seat majority, the Democrat caucus, the radical leftist Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama supporting Democrats, elect the so-called Republican Speaker of the Texas House. And it's one of many reasons that the Texas government often engages in what I consider gaslighting or theatrics. So they know there's a problem that the Texans want the government to deal with, so they pass a bill that doesn't do anything, but then they tell people that they solve the problem. Case in point, the Austin Uniparty has been gaslighting for a long time that we have, quote, banned Sharia law in Texas. The only problem with that is I'm in the legislature, I know our laws, and we have voted on no such bill at all. We tweaked a little part of the family code that deals with judicial decisions that are based on foreign law, which why is that happening at all in Texas? But yeah, so that's all we did. We've not banned Sharia law. Another great example, a lot of your viewers are probably familiar with this Sharia compound that's going up here in North Central Texas called Epic City. Well, so the Texas government knows people are mad about it. So we passed a bill to ban Epic City, and now all the Austin establishments tell in Texas, hey, we passed a law to ban Epic City. What they're not telling you is that the law to ban Epic City exempted Epic City from the ban on compounds like Epic City. So we have a lot of gaslighting going on, and Texans are waking up. Their eyes are being opened. They want results. They don't want rhetoric. So what I've formally said is, look, we're not going to be in session at all this year. The current schedule is we're not in session until 2027. Delay at this point is tantamount to acquiescence to the left. Let's not delay immediate legislative hearings. Let's come up with legislative proposals to actually deal with the threat from Sharia. For example, let's stop funding through our grant programs these organizations that may have ties to militant Islamic groups. Let's get these proposals on the table, hold hearings, expose the threat, craft the solutions, and let's pass these bold reforms now in 2026. Texans deserve action, and further delay is completely unacceptable.
Yeah, no, it is unacceptable. And I love the fact that you just brought up Epic because, you know, I did go to the hearing and it was in Collin County, and I went to this hearing and, you know, I see that Greg Abbott's office is taking a victory lap, and that's the governor of Texas, of course. And they're claiming that they were the ones to force Epic to change their name to The Meadow. But that wasn't the case. When I went to that hearing, guess who really forced them to do it? Christian conservatives. There were so many who poured into that courtroom that they actually had to have an overflow room, and we overflowed the overflow room. So the reality of it is when they sit there and they take these little victory laps, although it gives them a nice little one-liner to pretend like they did something. They didn't do anything. Epic just changed its name, and it looks like, according to the Collin County judge, Chris Hill, that they might be presenting new plans, potentially, to bring forward before the county very, very soon. So again, it's not over, and we actually just celebrated, too, in Oklahoma City. I know I had a caller a couple of weeks ago flag this for us, but they had a massive victory. Again, another Islamic center looking to
broken
pop
arrow,
up there.
Right?
Yeah, and they got that shut down. And although it's great, the reality of it is they don't stop there. It doesn't just go away. We have to keep in this fight. And this is why we need a legislator that does just that. I understand a lot of people are up for re-election. They're looking for promotions politically. And so now it's very catchy to sit there and say we need to ban Sharia, but they're not making the moves behind the scenes to do just that. What needs to be done specifically, though, in Texas? Because I constantly hear that the U.S. Constitution just already is banning Sharia, so that it would be unconstitutional if they were to implement Sharia. But there's also a key element here. We don't know when they're actually practicing Sharia on their Muslim compounds, because they really don't let in local law enforcement or federal law enforcement, and they're very close niche. So what could be done on the legislative level, I should say, to push back on that a bit?
Well, there's multiple things that I consider to be very low-hanging fruit. Yeah. And that's, for example, like stop funding groups that may have ties to militant jihadi organizations that advocate the violent overthrow of the United States. And there's very good, strong evidence that the Texas government has been doing that through grant programs. So at a bare minimum, what I think, regardless of how people feel about the issue, I think it should be totally uncontroversial that we should hold legislative oversight hearings. The job of the legislature isn't just to stack up, you know, pass thousands of new laws every year. I mean, we're Republicans. We actually want fewer laws, right? That's what I thought the point was. We should be doing the other part of our job, arguably, from my perspective, the more important part of our job. Let's conduct real oversight. What's going on our executive branch agencies? What are my constituents, hardworking, overtaxed men and women of Texas? What are they being taxed out of their homes and their money being potentially weaponized against them, their values, their children, and their future by funding organizations that advocate the overthrow of the government of the United States, that are advocating for the expansion of Sharia law? So I really think it should be uncontroversial, and the speaker needs to bring us back right now in 2026. Let's hold interim legislative oversight hearings. Let's have everybody with every perspective, everybody who's got any skin in this game, or people who just care about the future of their state, come to Austin, put them on TV, let them sit in front of a dais of lawmakers, and let's explore the issue. Let's craft solutions. And then the second part of what I'm calling for, we need to hold special sessions this year. Further delay is unacceptable. And then you talk about, you know, the gaslighting and the victory laps. The swamp, it's not just that they want to deceive people about their non-actions and make them believe there's real actions. The swamp is actively working. We've got primaries coming up in March 3rd. Early voting starts February 17th. We're going to have a ballot proposition for the Republican Party on whether we should do more with Sharia law. I encourage folks to show up, vote for that, but also vote for the people like myself. I mean, the swamp does not like it when you come out and speak boldly the truth and expose the corruption. So they've got not one, but they've got actually two far committed leftists who fund Democrats, who are funded by Democrats, who are actually calling to tear down the border wall, running against me in my own district here. So the establishment is doing two things. They're trying to lull people into complacency, but they're also trying to silence the bold voices that are speaking out for liberty. So we need every patriot. If you care about the future of our state, make sure you show up and vote starting February 17th and vote for the most conservative person you can find in the Republican primary.
Yeah, and you know, we're looking forward to pushing people out there to vote. I know tomorrow we've got a great guest lined up who's going to be breaking down the local elections here in Texas, because we need people to vote. That's honestly how you create the change that's necessary. And right now we're in a fight for our lives here in Texas, and that's the reason why I'm here. So we look forward to that. But I want to ask you about the end corporate wealth portion of this letter that you sent over to Burrow's office. Can you give us a little bit of details there?
Yeah, people have no idea. You know, I mentioned Texas. So Texas has, by the way, we're problems on both sides. Spending, people think we're a low tax, low regulation, small government state. It's a myth. Texans are being taxed out of their homes because by one survey, we have the highest effective property tax rate in the entire country. That's right. Low tax Texas probably has the highest effective property tax rate in the entire country. And what are we getting for that money? Well, the problem is we've been spending that money for years on the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris radical leftist agenda. We've been funding DEI possibly more than any other government in the country. We've been funding one of the biggest funders have been of the transgender agenda. Transgender indoctrination has been happening in just about every part of our public university system. But corporate welfare is on steroids down here in Texas. We've been funding the Green New Deal scam with these tax abatements for these wind and solar companies that are never there when it's hot or when it's cold. It's led to rolling power outages every time it gets hot or cold, just like the kind we have in California. That stuff happens in Texas. And perhaps most egregiously, just this past session, a lot of people don't know this, Brianna. The Texas legislature voted to tax Texans and give $1.5 billion to liberal Hollywood. That's right. Texans are being taxed out of their homes and their money is being given to liberal Hollywood. And then now the press, it gets worse because the press is reporting that one of the biggest funders of Gavin Newsom's presidential campaign is who? Liberal Hollywood. So we've got to end this corporate welfare sham, stop the voters and the taxpayers of Texas from being forced to fund things they fundamentally oppose that are going to bankrupt our state. And then even the most egregious, we've got to end corporate welfare schemes that give taxpayer money in the billions to liberal Hollywood so they can turn around and fund radical progressive leftists like Gavin Newsom, who are hell-bent on destroying this country. We need to start acting like the Republican state that the voters of the state of Texas deserve in demand, and that's what I'm fighting for.
Yeah, I mean, that's common sense, and one would think you'd have the backing for that. But I know it's a fight still, even though we have a majority here, which is insane, but that's what's going on right now in Texas. Speaking of that also, I want to highlight this. We've got about a minute left in regards to what's happening here in Texas. You know, I did hear Greg Abbott, the governor, did say that here in Texas, I mean, ICE, federal agents are capturing the most illegal aliens here. And you're wondering, obviously, we're very close to the border, so that would make sense from that angle to all of this. But the reality of it is, you know, the federal government has created a lot of protections, DACA included, that have allowed and kind of allowed these people to stay put. But there was just recently in Tarrant County an individual who was arrested for allegedly making death threats to a judge, a county judge. Now, according to sources, and this is coming from Brandon Walton's, he's saying that the sources say that he is a foreign national. He's a former DACA recipient who is here illegally. This individual who has since been arrested. This is a common theme, especially in that area. Tarrant County, I didn't know how bad it was over there. But they seem to have a big illegal alien issue over there as well. What do you make of this story? Because again, this is an individual who shouldn't be here in the first place, but DACA allowed him to be here.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts about this. I mean, number one, thank God President Trump is back in the White House and has created the most secure border we've had in modern times. And I want to be really clear about this. The border is generally speaking secure right now after Joe Biden let in these 10 to 20 million illegals. But it's secure because of the actions of the federal government. It is not secure because of the actions of the Texas state government. And one of my big frustrations is in three sessions last year alone, we passed almost nothing to deal with border security because there's going to be a day when a Democrat, radical Democrat's back in the White House, and we can never allow our state and nation to suffer the way it did under the Biden border invasion. So the state of Texas has got to do more to stand up its own infrastructure so that the next time we are left in the lurch by the federal government, we can protect our borders. That has not happened. Number two, Biden let in 10 to 20 million illegal aliens. Where are a lot of them? Well, it's unsurprising. A lot of them are unfortunately still here in the state of Texas, still causing problems. And I think the most infuriating, I mean, heartbreaking when the actual violence occurs, but infuriating even when there's threats. And I say this as somebody who lives with death threats myself. When every threat that's posed from an illegal alien, every act of violence that's committed by an illegal alien, every criminal action committed by an illegal alien, these are crimes that are 100% preventable. There's no excuse for them. These people who broke our laws to get here, they should be deported, and they should be deported immediately.
Amen. Texas Representative Brian Harrison, thank you. We appreciate your time as always. Guys, we'll be right back with more.
So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at infowars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air, can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace with Evil, Saint Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy, in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before their hatch. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.